Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Talking Heartland podcast. And we are really excited today because we have a special interview for you. We just finished up with season 13, our recaps on the pod. And so we are so excited. We have an interview with River Chauhan here. And I'm film critic Rachel Wagner. Michelle's here.
Hey, everyone.
And River, thank you so much for coming on.
No problem. Thank you so much for having me. How's it going, everyone?
Yeah. Yes, of course, River plays Luke on this season of Heartland. So we're excited to get to know you and hear about your experience.
Yeah, I'm excited to get a chance to talk to you guys.
Yeah, so why don't you introduce yourself to us? Tell us a little bit about how you got started in acting.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, when I was 6 years old, I went to this acting program for about a week in Los Angeles. And it was so much fun because I got a chance to go to Universal Studios and Disneyland, which was epic. And I also got a chance to visit my grandparents in Sacramento. And so it was sort of more like a family vacation than sort of learning how to be an actor. But most of my acting experience probably does come from theater, where I learned so much. And I got a lucky opportunity to be a part of many regional theater shows. And I learned how to sort of have this thing called character development, which is basically going deeper into the character's mind and into mm-hmm. the character's emotions. And so that's sort of how I got into it. Mm-hmm.
Did you tell your mom that, oh, I want to do this thing in LA, this Universal Studios thing? How did that end up happening?
I think my parents just sort of found it online and
I just thought it would be fun for you.
Yeah, I think that's sort of how it went. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, very good. Yeah. What's your one of your favorite roles on stage that you've done?
Ooh, that's a good question. I think I've done a musical theater, a couple musical theater shows, but I think my favorite one would be either Matilda or Secret Garden. Mm-hmm. But Secret Garden, I think, was really fun because I got a chance to play Colin Craven, and I got a chance to sing and have like duets with the actress who played my mom. And I actually love music as well. And so it was perfect for me.
That's awesome. I love that show. Beautiful show.
Yeah, that's me cool. too.
I can see why it's your favorite.
Yeah. And had you heard of Heartland before you got cast? And can you talk a little bit about the casting process?
Yeah, for sure. I hadn't actually heard of Heartland before I got cast, since I was about 9 or 10, and I was mostly watching animations at the time, like Avatar The Last Airbender on Netflix. Oh, and
so good.
And yeah, Lego Ninjago and things like that. And the casting process was pretty smooth. It was nothing too complicated. I had to do this in-person live casting thing in Calgary. And I met with Rana Fisecki, who is a very nice casting director, and me and her, she read with me while she was taping the scenes. And about a month later, I got the call that I got the role, and I was super excited because it was actually my first on screen role ever. And mm-hmm. so I was jumping up and down. I was like riding off the walls. I went and had lots of desserts that day.
mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Were you nervous when you went to shoot?
Yeah, for sure. But I definitely had lots of people there that sort of calmed my nerves. And it just honestly felt like such a community where we're all lifting each other up and just sort of getting along perfectly. Mm-hmm. And so after a little bit, my nerves definitely eased.
We'd like to take a second and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast.
Escape to the Florida Emerald Coast this summer in The Beach Escape by Rachel McGee from Hallmark Publishing.
After a monumental heartbreak, Molly Lawrence is trying to start over as a traveling vet.
But Grant Torres, his charming dimples, and one stubborn loggerhead turtle named Chompers challenge the future Molly's imagined for herself.
The perfect beach read for your summer book list, The Beach Escape is a friends-to-lovers romance full of snorkeling, sailing, and of course, turtles.
The Beach Escape is available August 9th from Hallmark Publishing on Amazon and in stores at selected bookstores.
For more information about The Beach Escape and other titles by Rachel McGee, visit www.rachelmcgeebooks.com.
That's rachelmcgeebooks.com.
Well, so there's some really great scenes between Jack and between you and Jack, and also you and Ty. And so what were those scenes kind of like?
Yeah, I mean, in season 12, Graham Wardle, who plays Ty, really, really just took me under his wing, and I got a chance to learn so much from him. And I remember each time he was doing a scene and I wasn't needed, I would be watching him on the monitors, and I'd just be taking in his every reaction, his every mannerism. And to an extent, I might have even copied him a little bit and his acting style. But he was so nice to me. And I remember, just if I ever had a conversation or a question that I wanted to have with him, he would always be there, and he would always be open to having that with me. So I really appreciated that with him. Mm-hmm. And there was also this one time where we got a chance to go into his car and play some video games on his Tesla. And that was pretty cool.
Oh, wow.
He had all these crazy games, and he even let me like sit in the driver's seat and play like Nintendo, things like that. But that was definitely a really fun experience. And then in 2013, I also got a chance to know a little bit of Sean, and Sean Johnston, who plays Jack, his acting style a little bit. And I learned that he really loves his community, and being a part of a community is really important to him, which, as I was mentioning earlier, it's important to me as well. And I noticed that he would always be giving back to the Heartland community in one way or another. Like, I remember this one time where we were going to set in a van, and he noticed some Make-A-Wish children who were going to set as well. And he stopped the van and just decided to have a quick chat with them and take a couple pictures, give them his autograph. And honestly, he's just such a nice person that I saw that. And also, I remember there was also one more time where he was outside of his trailer, and I just came out of my trailer, and he was practicing roping. And at the time, I was a little bit confused. I was like, well, how come he's doing that? But now I understand that, going back to what I was saying, he really puts a lot of effort into his roles. And the reason why he was doing that is because he was getting into the zone of being a cowboy, because roping is a part of being a cowboy, and being a cowboy is pretty much the epitome of his character. And so now I understand that that's why he was doing it. And so working with Graham and Sean was epic.
Yeah, that sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, one of our favorite episodes was the tornado episode. Can you talk a little bit about that? Because that was a really intense episode for you and for Jack. You know, that was really emotional.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it was definitely intense, for sure. I remember that I got a chance to see many sides of Jack. Mm-hmm. And it was definitely a lot to unpack in the very few episodes that we had. However, mm-hmm. The tornado scene was so cool, because I got a chance to see pretty much all of the crew just sort of trying to recreate this huge tornado with these giant fans, and then they would put debris in front of the fans and it would go everywhere. And so it was just really cool to see. And just being behind the scenes, like as an actor, you get a chance to see all sides of the spectrum, like not just in front of the camera, but also behind the camera. And so it was really cool to see how they would build the sets, and then they would use them, and then they would take them down, and all of that jazz, all of the inner workings of a show was what I got a chance to see. And that was pretty cool. And I also do remember the intense scenes, as you were mentioning, that we had in the sort of basement type bunk thing. And that was really, really cool too, because I remember Chris Potter, who plays Tim, and Sean and I, we would all just be in this tiny dark room, and we would be silent. And we would all just sort of be, I don't know what it was. It was like we were communicating without saying a word. And we were all just sort of focusing on the scene and getting into the zone. And so that was pretty cool. And even in the silent moments, I felt like I was learning from them. Mm-hmm.
So you also had to kind of squabble and fight with Katie on the show. Like I see it. Was that kind of fun to do?
Absolutely. Yeah. It was so much fun. There was this one episode where Chris was directing it, and we had to eat all of these pancakes. And I remember that Props had pretty much no pancakes left. We ate all of them, and it was sort of like a contest, and having that banter was just so much fun with her. It was the best working with her.
Do you have any siblings that you're able to kind of tap into that, or cousins or things like that?
I actually don't have any siblings, but I do have a doggo, and he's sort of like my brother's because he's 14 years old, and he's been with me ever since I was born. So me and him would always be fighting for attention, and we would always like from my parents and things like that. So I was definitely able to use him in some of these scenes.
Great. Yeah, one of your like biggest relationships in the show was with Boots, obviously. So yes. What was that like? And had you had any, you know, experience with horses before?
Yeah, that's a good question. I actually hadn't had any experience with a horse before. But Boots, or well, his real name was Oz. He was such a gentle animal, and he wasn't crazy or anything, and so I was sort of able to ease into it very well. And I'm really lucky I got a chance to learn that skill on set, and I'm very happy about it. And I remember afterwards, I begged my parents to give me riding lessons afterwards. And I'm still waiting, but, and I also remember seeing Amber, who plays Amy, and mm-hmm. I always watched her like petting the horses and sort of working with the horses. And so I was always watching it, and I was always taking that in. And so I tried to use some of that with Oz as well.
Mm-hmm. Your character also becomes close with Remy, who is Amber Marshall's dog in real life.
Yes.
So that must have been fun.
Mm-hmm. It was really fun. I remember on set that I just felt like in the presence of Remy, it felt like I got a lucky opportunity to deal with her, like to like work with her. She felt like she was the star. Mm-hmm. But I remember that she would always receive her commands very well, and she would definitely be well fed with treats. I got a chance to give her a little bit of treats too here and there. And on the Heartland set, it's just such a pet friendly type of environment. Mm-hmm. And so I was able to blend right in because of my own dog.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah, and so like you really went through on this show like emotionally. So like, can you talk a little bit about the scenes with Luke's mom, especially the episode where she almost kind of decided to sort of take him home, and what that was like, you know, that experience of and working with the actress of Pleasure Mom.
Yeah. It was definitely intense and very emotional, but I don't think I understood what Amber Alerts really meant back then. Mm-hmm. And after I sort of read the script a couple times and started to understand that, I did, but I didn't know that parents could abduct their kids. And because kids always have so much trust in their parents, it was really heartbreaking to see Luke just be so willing to get into that car with his mom and go with her. So that was pretty emotional.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called Pi, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
But Gia Sandhu, who plays my mom, she was very nice. And off screen, me and her would always play jokes on each other and we'd just play games and have fun together. But she didn't have a fantastic job portraying the mental illness and bipolar disorder on screen. And I remember that I think it was Eleanor Lindo, the director of the Fairy Tale episode, where we were introduced to Gia's character. But Miss Lindo did an amazing job sort of bringing out the tender moments between us. And she was just such a fantastic director. But those scenes were pretty intense. And I remember it was sort of the same thing where we were all sort of quiet and just getting into the zone. There was nothing too loud or nothing too crazy. And so we were able to just really focus on the scene.
Do you have any tips for or tricks for getting for crying and getting the emotion that you need for a scene like that?
Ooh, that's a really good question. Well, I mean, in my opinion, what I like to do to sort of cry in the scene is I like to think about my own dog. And if something were to happen to him, I would be bawling my eyes out. And so I just sort of put myself in that frame of mind and think if something ever bad happened to him or he got lost and the tears just came out.
Yeah, that would work for me too.
Yeah. Strategy. Well, what do you miss most about being on Heartland?
I think 100%. All of it. But the first thing that I would be missing is riding boots or Oz, because that was just the coolest experience I have ever had. I've never gotten a chance to do it before. And so I was super excited. It was truly just the most fun.
Great. Yes, I bet. Well, I did get to see your movie Encounter at TIFF last year. And so I have to ask, what was that like? You doing the movie with Riz Ahmed and those tense scenes. I mean, talking about abduction again and all of that. And what was that like to make that movie?
Oh yeah, it was pretty crazy. But first of all, thank you so much for watching it. I'm so glad you got a chance to see it at the TIFF. I was actually there at the TIFF too. I got a chance to see it, and it was the first time I got a chance to see myself on the big screen.
That's
it
so
was
cool.
Crazy. Yeah. But doing Encounter, it was truly a dream come true for me. I could not believe I got the opportunity to work with Riz Ahmed and Octavia Spencer on such a big project. And I got a chance to, during rehearsals, I got a chance to work with Riz Ahmed very closely and get a chance to know him as a person. And he even helped me how to, like, taught me how to swim a little bit better too during rehearsals. And so it really felt like a father-son relationship, and we were able to bring it onto the screen too. And so that was pretty nice. And I also remember we took a whole road trip where we got a chance to go through the California deserts and just go to many different locations. But it was kind of cool because not only did we have to take a road trip in the show, we also took it as a family, as the cast and crew, because we were going to all these different locations. And the locations weren't just any locations. They were like really famous locations. We went to the Amboy Crater, Route 66, Roy's Cafe, and I also got the chance to stay at the Dow Villa, where a lot of famous old Western actors got a chance to stay, like Jack Lemmon. Like, these are just some off the top of my head, like Jack Lemmon and Gregory Peck. But that was definitely a super cool experience. And in the Alabama Hills area, where it's just so beautiful. And it definitely reminded me of home because in Canada, it's very like rocky, and in Alberta where I am, it's so there's a lot of mountains, and so it definitely reminded me of home doing that. And the tent scenes were definitely there as well, because like you were saying, it talked about abduction as well. But it was definitely, I definitely remember watching the show and seeing that Malik going through, like Malik, my dad, going through all of these emotional hard times, and how he would have to sort of navigate the dangerous situations, because in the beginning, he trusts his dad. He thinks that his dad is his hero, and towards the end, all of that sort of disappears, but he knows that he still has to protect his dad and his brother any way that he can. And so it was kind of cool to take that progression from sort of trusting his dad, and then to being scared, to being excited, and then towards the end, getting braver to put my own life on the line and protect my dad.
Yeah. Well, and also kind of stand up to his dad just a little bit too.
That's true. And yeah. I remember one of my favorite scenes from Encounter was probably at the very end when we got a chance to film with a helicopter. That was crazy. I've never seen a helicopter like that close before. It was like, it felt like it was right above our heads. It was really crazy. There was all this salt like flying around. There was these like laser guns pointing at us. And it was an intense scene. There was a lot going on, but in that moment when me and Riz were just hugging, everything was silent. There was, even though there was a lot going on, it was all silent. And just like Heartland, when I was with Chris and Sean, we were in the zone. We were in it. And it was so much fun.
That's so cool. We'd like to take a second from this episode of the podcast to celebrate our sponsor of this episode, and that is the Hallmarkies Patreon.
Do you love Hallmarkies Podcast?
Do you want an inside scoop into what happens on the podcast?
Do you want early access to episodes and loads of cool perks?
Now is the time to become a patron of Hallmarkies Podcast.
By becoming a patron, you get to access our patron Facebook group.
You can request episodes or even be a guest on the podcast.
And most importantly, any patron can join our monthly movie watch-alongs with stars like Paul Campbell, Natalie Hall, and more.
It's as low as $2 a month to join in and become a special part of the Hallmarkies family.
Please consider, and we will love you forever.
Go to patreon.com/Hallmarkies.
That's patreon.com/Hallmarkies.
Well, we have some fun, silly questions that we like to ask our guests.
Okay.
So Michelle's going to start, ask the first question.
Okay. Very easy. We're going to start easy. Favorite color? Okay.
Ooh, yellow, 100%. I love the brightness and all of that.
Very good. What's the best ice cream flavor?
I think Rocky Road is my favorite, with marshmallows and all of that. Chef's kiss.
And what kind of music are you listening to right now?
I like listening to Glass Animals, and I'm also listening to this band called The Score. Like, some of their songs are really nice.
Cool. Well, I don't know. You don't date probably much, but what do you think would be a good date night food?
You're
trying to impress.
I think for sure seafood, like shrimp, lobster, or octopus. Yeah. I love seafood. So I think that would be my go-to date night thing.
Okay, good.
So date night activity, what would you go with?
What do you think What do you think would be a fun date?
Oh, I think going to the movies, but I don't know. I don't know if it's boring or not. So maybe, VR games. Yes, I would go to a VR game, virtual reality type of experience.
Great. Which do you like better, dogs or cats?
Dogs, for sure.
Beaches or mountains?
Mountains, because it reminds me of home.
Nice.
Would you rather be in a suit and tie or sweats?
Probably sweats. I think sweats. Yeah, I like feeling comfortable.
Very good.
What's your favorite holiday?
That's also a really good question. I think for me, it would be Christmas because I love the snow.
Yeah.
And even though I don't like the cold, the snow is pretty fun. And obviously the presents and giving back to people during that time of year and really coming together as a family and just sitting by the fire, telling stories and things like that.
Yeah, it's hard to beat Christmas because Christmas is like a whole season and not just a day.
Exactly. Yep. Yeah. All of December, we're setting up that Christmas tree.
So what is your favorite romantic movie?
Ooh.
Yeah.
that's a good one. I think probably WALL-E from Disney.
Like, good choice.
Such a romantic movie. I enjoyed it thoroughly. Yeah. And I actually even have a WALL-E toy that I had, and I've had it for like a good couple of years now, and I still use it to this day.
Great. Yeah, I love, that's a great choice. It's such a sweet movie. Well, you did a great job. You answered all the questions.
Yay. Thank you so much for having me on, you guys.
Yes, this was a blast. So do you have social media or something like that you want to share?
I think it's, I do have a Twitter. I do have an Instagram, and I don't really know the Twitter handles or the Instagram handles. I'll have to ask my parents, but you guys can find me on there.
Okay, that's all right. We'll put it in the, we'll look up, we'll put it in the description so people can follow you on there. That would be great.
And awesome. Thank you.
Thank you for taking time to talk with us. This was really fun.
No problem. Thank you. I hope we get a chance to talk with each other again soon.
Yeah, good luck on your project that you're doing, your shooting. That's so fun.
Thank you so much. All right. Have a great day, everyone.
Bye.
All right.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye. We'd like to thank River for coming on the pod. This was so much fun to get to talk with him. He was really wonderful. And Michelle, where can people find you?
On Twitter at Michelle R. Benson.
Great. And you can find me at Rachel's Reviews, all of our social media, iTunes, YouTube, and on Rotten Tomatoes. Check that out. Also, make sure you're following the podcast to Hallmarkies Pod and Hallmarkies Podcast, all of our social media. And if you are listening on iTunes, please leave us your ratings and reviews. We really appreciate that. And we have lots of other Heartland interviews that we'll put in the description you can check out, including one we did with Amber Marshall recently. And so you'll want to check that out. If you're watching on YouTube, please give the video a thumbs up and subscribe to the channel. We appreciate that so much. We also have our patron group and merch store where we have Heartland inspired merch. So take a look at that. All the information's in that. Yeah, she's got it. So take a look at all of that. And the link is in the description. And our recaps, like we're just about to start season 14. So definitely you want to be in on that. And I hope you're all having a great day. And we'll talk to y'all later. Bye, everyone.
Bye, everyone.